we discovered that the same principle for you coming to the truth of what the gospel is really about are the exact same principles by which you know God's personal will for yourself. Only one has to do with understanding the doctrines of Christianity, how we learn them from God, and the other has to do with God's specific will for you as an individual. But the same exact things that you do. Now, Paul was talking about envyings, strife, and dissensions, divisions. Now, divisions and strife, specifically, are born out of two things. They're born out of, you know, they both have the same base of envying. They both have the same base of envying, except one is about the people who would try to lead you because they're in competition about who's right. And to them, who appears right is more important than actually being right. Why? Because to them, it's a competition for position. It's about standing out front. It's exactly what the Pharisees and the Sadducees of the Sanhedrin were doing in Jesus' time, right? To them, Jesus was a competition with them. He threatened their power base, where they had power over the people and their position. And they were a lot more concerned about their power and their position, their own bland ambition, than they were about what the truth was, right? Whenever you put your own ambitions above the truth, you end up in error. And guess what? That's because you envy being first. Like they envied Jesus. They were jealous of him. Right? And you envy anybody who would have more power than you. Anybody who would have more things than you. More material wealth than you. More of a position than you. We talked about that. The other kind of envying is about you don't necessarily envy in being first. You envy those who are part of the crowd and you're not. How many of you have ever been isolated from the in group and wished you were one of them? Like in high school, there were the cool kids and then there were the dorks. And you didn't want to be a dork. And you would pretty much do or agree with anything, even if you knew it was wrong, just so you could fit in with the cool kids. Well, you see, the people who are blind, who use blind ambition, cannot do what they do unless there's people who go along with them in order to fit in. This is why the majority in Israel were always wrong when the prophets came to prophets, while the prophets of God were always in the minority. This is why the prophets got killed, right? The majority almost always was wrong in Israel because you had these two things at work, right? Two different kinds of envyings. One, the envying of being first, and two, the envying of being part of the crowd and being accepted and validated. They're similar in one way but different in another. Can y'all see that? How many of you can see those two envyings? These will block you from knowing God's will for your life. Pretty much. That's a kind of an overly simplistic way to say it, but that's pretty much it.